News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A proposed Lewis line linking the city centre to Bray via UCD and Sandyford has emerged as the preferred option for the Dublin Eastern Bypass Corridor, according to new transport assessments for Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Joining me is Conor Dowling, Green Party councillor for Blackrock. I'm sure a lot of people hearing that news, Conor, will say, look, I am sick to the back teeth of sitting in traffic, and what I would like is an alternative route to allow me not to spend so long in traffic rather than a new Lewis. You would say they're wrong.
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, absolutely. I think this new plan would actually get them out of their cars faster and move more people more quickly. So it's the most efficient use of the land. And basically the background here is this land, this corridor, has been reserved for a motorway originally decades ago. And this motorway would have run, you know, 6 or 8 lanes through Booterstown, through Foster's Avenue by UCD, and then out into Dublin Bay, which I think most people would actually have more of an objection to. So this alternative looks at sustainable use of the land, and a Lewis line is the preferred option. So it would ease with car traffic, but also as the Lewis Green Line increases the number of people on it, that's going to need help in terms of an alternative way for people to get in as well. So it's a win-win, I think.
And there isn't a combination approach possible. I mean, I think of the Nace Road and the way the you have a dual carriageway matched with the Lewis line. A solution like that wouldn't work?
In this area, it's a little bit like there is a reserved corridor, but it is a built-up urban area. So there isn't enough space to do absolutely everything. This solution gives you an active travel with a public transport option while retaining the existing road. So it wouldn't be a full dual carriageway or anything like that, but you do get the best of both worlds.
What do you think of our prospects of seeing it within anybody's lifetime?
Look, that's I suppose that's where the politics kicks in. It all comes down to this 2-to-1 spend of the current government. We need to get back to the 2-to-1 spend in terms of public transport.
Just explain the 2-to-1 spend.
So where in the previous government, we had a 2-to-1 spend on new public transport and roads. That's been whittled down to about a 1-to-1 spend. So you're really seeing a lot of rail projects like Dublin Finglas Lewis, Dublin Southwest, Dart Southwest, all these projects are being shelved. So you'd be adding this one to that line. Realistically, this would only ever happen post 2042. But the way the current spending is going, that could be pushed out further.
And when you talk about getting people out of their cars, is it that you think that providing a Lewis like this serves a demand there? Is this what people want, or is it that they will get to a position where they realize it's the only game in town and they will be forced out of their cars onto the trams?
Honestly, when you bring in a Lewis, it is the chosen form. People will go for that rather than sitting in their cars. The amount of congestion on the likes of the M50 in Dublin means people don't want to be sitting in their cars anymore. So they're already looking for alternatives. You just need to make it easier for people. So this would give a solution. It would connect a lot of, you know, estates and indeed down to the town of Bray as well. So it is absolutely connecting more people and giving them a choice. I think it makes complete sense. And in terms of the modelling, it's 52% more efficient. So, you know, based on the modelling, that many more journeys would be saved. So rather than having people sitting in their cars, they would actually get to work or get where they want to go faster.
I'm sure there are people who will be sitting in Waterford and Cork and Limerick and Donegal and towns around Ireland listening to this thinking, oh, brilliant, more solutions for leafy South Dublin. What about the rest of us? Text coming in to say things like more public transport for the Dubs, nothing for the West again. What about that? The pressures on, or rather the need to deliver for the capital city, overwhelming infrastructure spend that should go elsewhere or could go elsewhere?
Yeah, again, this would be joining a queue of transport projects that are ready. If you look at Cork Lewis, Galway Lewis, a connector to the Shannon Airport, all of these public transport projects are within plans or ready to go. We just need the political will behind it, and that's what we'd be pushing for.
There is a difficulty, though, with the political will, isn't there, which is that anybody who is currently in office is highly unlikely to be in office at the point at which the project gets delivered. So all you do is get hassle for the spend and hassle for the impact of the building work. Very few politicians want that.
Yeah, I suppose that's the long-term vision that you need. And I suppose the Green Party would be ones that would take that heat. And that is the message we've been receiving, that people see a difference, even in terms of prioritization of projects now, with, again, that 2-to-1 spend that I mentioned, that the Greens aren't in government anymore, that they're looking for that to come back.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor Dowling, Green Party councillor for BlackRock.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.